For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
In the first three chapters of the first epistle of John, the disciple whom Jesus loved is comparing and contrasting those who have been united by faith to the Savior, the children of God, with those who are still in and of the world, unbelievers. Those who are beloved by Yahweh have the forgiveness of sins, walk with God in obedience, love the light and hate darkness, and by God's grace, resist temptation. Chapter 3 concludes with these words, words that we find in verses 16 through 24. By this we have known love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. And by this we will know that we are of the truth and will assure our heart before him, in whatever our heart condemns us. For God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he gave a commandment to us. And the one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. We know by this that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he gave us. Our passage opens with a declaration that Christ Jesus laid down his life for us, and the exhortation that we are to lay down our lives for one another. If we have been born again by the sovereign work of God the Holy Spirit, the result will be loving the brethren as Christ loves us. And John immediately expounds on what this means in verse 17. We must walk the talk. If we have what is needed to meet the physical needs of our brethren, if we are the recipients of mercy, we are to extend mercy by providing for their needs. We don't simply say, be warmed and be filled. We obey. We show the love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to one another in compassionate care for the needs of each other. As we live in such a way, John tells us in verses 19 through 24, we are able to live in confidence. The confidence that we are of the truth, that our prayers are heard and answered. As we hear, believe, and obey the commandments of King Jesus, we have boldness in approaching the throne of grace, and we have confidence that we are living lives pleasing in Yahweh's sight. We also have assurance that we abide in Christ, and he abides in us through the Holy Spirit. When we love as Christ loves us, it is the fruit of the Holy Spirit that is being seen in and through us. Thus we know that we have passed out of death unto life because we love the brothers. The one who does not love abides in death. Consider these words found in the 1599 Geneva Bible. The conclusion: that faith in Christ and love towards another are things joined together and therefore the outward testimony of sanctification must and do answer that inward testimony of the Spirit given to us. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him.